A few hundred people sat for 5 hours in the rain on Saturday. They came to witness the raising of a totem pole honoring the community's servicemen and women. There are a lot of veterans in Hoonah. At least 10% of the population has served in the military, one of the highest numbers per capita in the country. Even before Alaska was a state, many Alaskan natives stepped up to fight for the United States.
All you men and women that have stepped forward, we have tried to honor you the best we could with our hands and our tools.
That's local artist Gordon Greenwald, who designed and carved the totem pole. He's not a veteran himself, but he wanted to pay tribute to those who've served.
Kunishchish, may our hands do you justice. Thank you.
The base of the pole honors the fallen soldier. Moving upward, carvings of combat boots from Operation Desert Storm, a Vietnam-era M16 rifle, and a World War II helmet. Toward the middle are carved dog tags representing each branch of the service, including the Alaska Territorial Guard, and a Tlingit warrior dressed in armor.
And on the top are the eagle and raven. Now you notice that the eagle and raven are turned slightly back to back. It's not the cold shoulder, but all you military veterans know I've got your back, buddy.
Veteran commanders traveled from Sitka, Juneau, and Cake to join those from Hoonah. William, or Ozzy, Sheikley, was the MC.
I'm the commander for Juneau Vets, so they asked me to MC over here since I've been doing it for a while.
He says it was nice for everyone to be together again after a year of putting the celebration on hold.
The carver finished last summer, but we weren't ready to put it because of the COVID. We wanted to put up when it's mostly all clear.
When there was a break in the ceremony for lunch, Sheikley caught up with Hoonah Veterans Commander James Lindoff Jr.
We're up with Wasilla, 98. They got a wall. I told my cousin, he passed on. I told him, we'll get ours, we'll get our own, which we are.
Lindoff was in Vietnam in 1967 and 68. He joked with me as it started to drizzle again.
Here comes rain. You know how to do the rain dance?
I don't.
No? What's your name again?
Bridget.
I gotta lose my curls now.
And that rain didn't hinder anyone's ability to appreciate the weight and joy of the occasion. The project is a collaboration between the City of Hoonah, the Hoonah Heritage Foundation, the Hoonah Veterans Committee, and Hoonah Clan representatives. The land was donated by Korean War veteran Stanley, or Steamy, Thompson, who passed away in April. His wife, Judy Thompson, spoke on his behalf.
Steamy was born and raised in Hoonah, and he was very proud to be from Hoonah. He was very proud to be of his heritage, he was very proud of his family, and he was very proud to be a veteran. And so that's why he wanted to dedicate this land to the Hoonah Heritage Foundation.
Hoonah Heritage Foundation Executive Director Amelia Wilson says the totem pole is just the first piece of what will eventually be Hoonah Veterans Memorial Park.
There will be a memorial wall honoring those Hoonah veterans who have passed on, and that'll be behind the totem pole, and then there will be some concrete work in the shape of a tanah, which is like a copper shield, and then it'll have some brass inlays, and then we'll have some native plants that will be used for landscaping around it to kind of enclose the space in a natural way.
Wilson said it felt good to be able to gather for something positive, because the few times they'd been able to recently were for funerals or the passing of loved ones.
I think in our community, and most other communities too, if you haven't served yourself, somebody in your family or in your social network has served. And so it's really something that can unite us, and it really showed at the event.
The land of the free,
reporting in Hoonah,
home of the
I'm Bridget Dowd.